Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of the Yes and I Am podcast, the podcast where we learn about people. I'm Aaron Max, and today's guest is very special. He's killing it in the music industry right now. 3 Grammy wins, multiple platinum artists. I'd like to welcome my friend, Drake.
Hey, Aaron. How's it going?
It is going great. I can't believe you agreed to this. I mean, you've got to be so busy right now.
Yeah, I can't really believe I did either, but you kind of wouldn't stop calling, so I mean, here I am.
Well, thank you. I know it was difficult to get to a hold of you, agents and managers and all.
Yeah, you could have just called my cell. I mean, it's not that hard to get a hold of.
You want to go straight into the cell phone? The cell phone situation, because...
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Okay, well, I didn't have this till, like, later on, but... What do you think about the world of cell phones? And, I mean, you're very notorious for being a huge proponent of the cell phone.
Yeah.
You wrote a whole song about it. You've been in a cell phone commercial.
Yeah, for T-Mobile.
Yeah, no, and, do you think... We're always going to have the cell phone, or as technology goes, we're gonna have different forms of communication. You've been known as cell phone rap, by a lot of people.
Yes, because I love my phone, man. No matter where technology goes, I'll always have a cell phone by my side. Just, you know, waiting for that call. All of my life, man, waiting for the call and. Gotten a few, but they've just never lived up to the one I dreamed about back in the 90s, that call.
So is the call a metaphor, or is this call an actual call you're expecting?
I literally had a dream about a call that would change my life, and it's never come yet. My life's pretty great, but it's not everything I saw in that dream, man. The call, I can't really touch on it. It's a lot of crazy alien shit, but...
Aliens?
Yeah,
we don't got it. So you confirm that you believe in aliens and extraterrestrial life?
I mean, I guess I literally, hypothetically, in a dream world cell phone call sense, believe in aliens.
So do you think that aliens would be able to contact you through your cell phone?
Yes, that, like I've said to you 3 times now, Aaron, they will call me on my cell phone in the near future. I dreamed it in the 90s.
Let me get this straight. So, are you telling me Hotline Bling is not about women calling your cell phone? It's about aliens?
Yes. I mean, you cracked it, man. I didn't want to have to ever say this on live... pre-recorded radio, but it's about my dream about extraterrestrial dudes calling my cell phone, and that's why I can never give it up, and that's why I'm a huge proponent for not allowing the general public to grab a hold of the alien technology that we already know about behind the scenes, because we have to keep using cell phones so the aliens know how to reach me.
So You're part of this conspiracy theory that cell phones were developed from alien technology.
Oh, it's not a conspiracy. Literally, that's partially why I'm so rich. Because I provided the alien technology that I dreamt in my dream to the Apple company. And the other part of why I'm rich is because I'm so good looking and kind of talented.
Speaking of your talent, you got started as a actor at a very young age.
Yes.
What was that like growing up as a child star?
I mean, I wasn't nearly as recognized as I still believe that I should have been for my role in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. During that iconic Oompa Loompas roll away the blueberry bitch scene... No one seemed to pay attention to my technique, my actually hard-earned technique in watching the blueberry bitch roll away. It's really award You know, award nominee worthy, and nobody seemed to recognize me until I had to sell one of my childhood dreams to the Apple company.
Could you feel that this might be not your performance to blame, but more that this was a Canadian production of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory that was lesser known and you didn't really have the market that you do today?
Sure, I may have to agree with you on that. It was super popular in the Toronto area, even up into French Canada, and I think that I might have to blame it on the fact that the first, you know, distribution of the film into America was actually the French version. By a freak accident, the stupid French couple brought it on vacation to Connecticut and gave it to their friends, and soon people thought it was only in French, but it wasn't only in French. There's an English version. Actually, truth be told, our French-Canadian production was actually the first to be filmed. The American version happened far after our production, and it's a sad, sad fate for our film, and I'll never get over it, Aaron, to be honest.
Well, it did open doors for you. You then starred in your role on the hit show Degrassi.
I did.
And, your character, if you excuse me saying it, is very much a fan favorite.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got lots of letters. People really liked it, but I responded to all of them. I was like, fuck you guys. I had a much better performance in the Canadian version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and I've always felt a little bitter about my role on Degrassi. Degrassi, as we like to call it. It was a joke. It was a joke on set. We'd say, Degrassi.
Now, do you still keep in contact with your co-stars of the show?
Yeah, Jimmy, Karen, her name's Carol, but I said Karen, and she's like, my name's Carol, Drake. Call me Carol. And I was like, Karen.
Oh, so did the cast call you Drake? Or because by that time, you were going by your original name, Aubrey Drake Graham.
Right, but on set for Degrassi was the first time, you know, my pals started calling me Drake, like it was my first name, because they could never remember my lame real first name. So Drake, that's kind of where it stuck.
So you didn't like the name Aubrey?
No, because that's a bitch's name. Bitches are called Aubrey. I'm Drake.
Okay. Now was there a transformation from Aubrey into Drake?
Yeah, it kind of spawned from, you know, kids making fun of me in elementary school because they would think I literally was a girl, but I wasn't. I had a higher pitch voice in elementary school than I do now. I hit puberty around the time that I was in Degrassi, and that might actually be why I was more recognized then than in my earlier years. And therefore, they called me Drake.
All right. Well, let's fast forward in time a little bit.
Please.
You are one of the people that have coined one of the phrases that is most iconic for the millennial generation right now.
Shall I say it?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Don't rap it before you tap it. That's what bitches do.
And I guess the abridged form of that that really caught on was YOLO.
YOLO. It's the short version.
Oh, okay. So YOLO originally was don't rap it before you tap it.
That's what bitches do.
That's what bitches do.
Because if you dig really deep into all of, you know, the mnemonics used in that long sentence, my managers were like, yo, bro, like you can't try to coin a long phrase like that and get people to say it and hashtag it and like other things. So I was like, yo, bro rhymes with low, and YOLO kind of happened. It was still my idea technically, and then people started tweeting about it and me.
Yeah, well, it was a very popular hit.
YOLO.
It part of your platinum recording album. Right. What would you say is the core principles of YOLO?
I have to start with Y, which is yins. Yins is actually how we refer to a plural you where I'm from. Yins.
So that's how you say plural you in Canada?
Yins. And also in Central Pennsylvania, my roots lie, which many people don't realize. That was hundreds of years ago, long journeys to Canada, and yins reached Toronto.
Gotcha.
Yuns, and it's kind of embodies community, love of your family and others in your life. Yuns. Oh. Outside.
Outside.
Outside of the box.
Outside the box.
That's how I think of my creative life. Outside of the universe where the aliens come from that will soon be contacting me. Yes, the aliens. Which brings me to L. Lars. Lars is the name of the alien that will be calling me. I also call other people Lars and ask them, are you Lars? Thinking that possibly each person I meet could potentially be either an alien named Lars or just might be called Lars, and it would be cool and could be something we could talk about. The last one, as you already know, is another O.
Yes.
Which is O. The acronym is over. When will we find Drake's next big hit? It's kind of looking to the future. And it's like an O. O.
So almost like a eureka kind of statement.
Yeah, or an orgasm.
Orgasm. Speaking of orgasm, you have had quite the romantic life.
Sure have.
What would you say was, like, your most crazy romantic experience?
Oh, I have to say that trip to Buca in 2008. It was a pretty crazy one. By Buca, I mean Buca di Beppo.
Where is Buca di Beppo?
Times Square, the Italian place.
Oh, I think I've heard of it.
Family style. You can get large portions of eggplant parmesan for a reasonable price. Mm-hmm. That, of course, was in between gigs. I wasn't doing so hot. The iPhone 3 wasn't as popular as the other iPhones that I inspired from my dream that I've been telling you about.
Of course.
The payout wasn't as good. My albums... You know, the YOLO hadn't been coined by that point. I was only 18, visiting New York City. It's not super far from Canada, as you might know if you know geography.
Of course.
Well, Aaron, I was at Buca di Beppo with this chick that I had met earlier that day. Just to clarify before we go on, by romantic life, you mean like love?
Yeah. You've experienced true love, you feel?
Yeah, that day at Buca di Beppo. She was a great chick. I met her actually on a whim. She was one of those, you know, those people that try to make you go to comedy shows at night. Mm-hmm. They hand out the flyers.
Oh, yes, in Times Square. They're sometimes dressed up. And
yeah, she was in a costume. And it got me ready for action.
Oh, so, was it love at first sight, or?
I'd say it was love at the third time that she said, comedy! It was pretty hot, pretty hot. And so I had some extra cash that I had just taken out from the ATM. And I said, hey, want to go to Buca? She was like, the island? And I was like, di Beppo. And that was my pickup line ever since. I still ask ladies, gentlemen alike, Buca? And they're like, the island? And I'm like, di Beppo.
Now, where is she now? Have you heard from her? What happened between... This sounds like a very momentous occasion in your life.
It was, but it wasn't... it didn't last long. She left me that night. Oh. She got a bit... of a food bug from Buca di Beppo. She didn't feel well. I said, let me walk you back to your house. And she was like, okay, you sure you want to walk? I was like, yes, it would be romantic. And she was like, it's far. And I was like, cool. I didn't know how big New York was at 18. I walked her home to the Upper Bronx.
Oh, wow. That is quite the hike.
Full stomach. She was, am I allowed to cuss on this podcast?
Oh, go right ahead.
Thank you for your permission. She was having explosive shits on the whole walk, and by the time we got there, she was just wet and sorry, like shit, and I said, it's fine, baby, like, comedy, tried to make her laugh, and then I also said, Buka, the island, and she didn't laugh, and I said, that was your joke, and then she was like, no, you literally asked me Buka, and I said, like, the island, and I didn't say Buka, and I was like, no, but the island part was your joke. You should be laughing. And then we got into a bit of a domestic dispute. The police were called. And that coined my next big hit. Call Me Back after the aliens do, though. Because until then, I won't be picking up any calls that aren't from a long-distance number. That's, of course, something that's still in the process of being written. Sorry, I forgot to say that. That's on my next album.
Well, I know I am incredibly excited
for
that track.
You should be.
Can I do some speed questions with you?
Please, I'd love to change the subject. That was a tough time for me.
It does sound like it. All right. Let's start with the fun one of Fuck, Marry, Kill. CDs, vinyl, cassette tapes.
Fuck cassette tapes. The holes are less sharp. Mary vinyls, they just seem to be more timely and will stick around longer. Kill CDs, because I think they'll make a more enjoyable noise when they shatter on the ground.
Okay. Rihanna.
Is this a yes or no question?
What word association?
Pineapples.
Pineapples.
The taste of Rihanna.
Music.
Love.
Jewish.
People. I see a lot of them around these days.
Basketball.
Shoot the hoop.
Biracial.
Women.
Music.
Love, motherfucker. I said love already to music.
I thought I'd catch you off guard, but...
Yeah, Aaron, you're not as smart as you think you are, man.
Oh.
How much longer is this thing?
Do you have a place to be? I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. I got a thing tonight. But no, keep going, though. I don't want to interrupt the vibe. No worries.
I'm just grateful you're here. Like, this is our first episode. We didn't think we'd get someone of your caliber. It's incredible. I guess we can leave it on this note. Where do you think the music scene is going?
I don't want to give away too many secrets. I've been talking with some important people in the community. And I think it's heading to, sorry to harp on this, but a pretty extraterrestrial level. And we're just waiting on some incoming, blings, if you know what I mean. But with that being said, I think it's going to a place that you might enjoy. I think there might be a lot more electronic sounds that are unconventional, like household appliances. Gonna be big household appliances, live performances, some like avant-garde performance pieces in the community, especially in Canada. The scene's moving back to Canada with me, but I think it's focusing, like I said, a lot more great stuff will happen as soon as I get this call from Lars. He holds the secret. He also told me a bit about it in my dream in the 90s. Some of that was a bit fuzzy as I was thinking more about, when will you call? And I forgot, so I'm waiting for him to call, and then I'll get back to you.
Well, we will be waited with bated breath for that call from Lars, and when he does call you, let us know.
Sure, man.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your day, and thank you everyone for listening. This was the Yes and I Am podcast, and we will see you guys next time.
YOLO. Peace.
Thank you again for listening to the Yes and I Am podcast. This podcast has been completely improvised, so no, we did not have Drake here. Instead, it's been the talented improviser, Mr. Jeremy Fite.
Hey guys, it's been a real pleasure being here for the first episode. Again, this was totally improvised, so it was a lot of fun. I know I sound a lot like Drake, but he's right, Drake literally wasn't here, so sorry if that killed the production value. But
anything you want to plug real quick?
I'm Jeremy. I'm working on a pilot of my own. It's called We Don't Have Gays in Ghana. Be on the lookout for it. Hopefully I make a lot of money and you love it.
All right. Thank you, Jeremy. I'd also like to add that our music is supplied by the artist Regulus. He's on SoundCloud. This is his song Yarning. Go check him out. He's got plenty of great songs. I'd like to thank you guys for listening again, and we'll see you next time.